Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for the great I am that you are. That you are really all we need if we would just lean on you. Help us, Father, to do that. We thank you for your grace and your love and your mercy. We ask for your protection. Protection over all of us, over this nation, and protection around our president. We ask, Father, that you will grant all of us your righteousness. Help us to hunger and thirst for that. And to have a righteous anger and a godly heart of concern for others as well as for this nation. For such a time as this, lead me, O Father. Lead us on your path. Lead America. Lead us all. May the remnant of your children rise up and stand for all that is good. And only you are good, Abba Father. The only and great I am. Again, we bow and pray for your salvation and forgiveness of each one of us, and for this nation's sins against you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as I'm going through the news today, and I'm just about to finish up, and Rudy starts telling me that it's all these kinds of days to honor and birthdays or whatever, and today, which I did not realize, is the 75th anniversary of the ending of the World War II. It's called VJ Day. Sometimes when we're looking at what's going on in our own nation today, I wonder what were those that greatest generation fighting for. It's also a birthday for the Department of Treasury, which I wanted to talk about with Melody. She'll be on with us here in just a few minutes. And since I was writing, and you're going to get my point here, it was seemed appropriate that, and I found this after my writing, that it is the anniversary that Teddy Roosevelt said, speak softly and carry a big stick. I don't know if I'm speaking softly today, but I saw this article, and there's a lady running for mayor in Portland, and she says, I am Antifa. As if that's a good thing. So I got to thinking about that, and there was this thing back in the day where people would say, I am this or I am that. So I started with I am Antifa, I am BLM, I am Democrat, I am black, I am white, I am conservative, I am democracy, I am socialism, I am progressive, I am Republican, I am woman, I am an American, and I am disgusted. I am disgusted with the politics. I'm disgusted with the politicians who believe themselves above the republic. I am disgusted with the willful ignorance. I am disgusted with the violence. I am disgusted with the lack of patriotism. I am disgusted with the weakened Americans who will believe anything they are told without further research or questioning. I am disgusted by the debt that American politicians have led this nation down to. I am angry. I am deeply concerned. America is no longer at a crossroads. It's not even safe to cross a road these days. America is standing. America is teetering on the edge of a cliff, looking into a dark and dangerous abyss. I am the Republic. Hear me roar. I am a patriot. I will not compromise. I will not comply. I will not submit. I will not bow. I will not break. I will not roll over. I will not sit down. I will not shut up. I will not go quietly. I will not give up. I will not surrender. Who are you on this day? I just couldn't help that when I saw that title of that. The woman is campaigning, I am Antifa. is just crazy with all that we're seeing in this nation today. So we're going to bring somebody on that comes, brings us back down to common sense. And that's Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Melody, how are you doing today?
Just fine. All I could think of was Carly Simon.
I am woman, hear me roar. Yeah, that's what Rudy said, too, when I started writing that. I said, there was a saying back in the day, I am, and everybody was, I am this or I am that. And I couldn't think what it was really, and then he mentioned that one. So I said, I guess that's true. But, you know, can you imagine somebody campaigning with all the violence that's going on in this nation saying, I am Antifa? I mean, that's just crazy.
Well, there's a lot of people who don't understand what Antifa is, and that's who they are trying to gather for their support, are those who don't understand. And there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them who don't understand because they're just following the, you know, the source that promotes what they believe. So they believe it's the truth. So and you find that a little bit on both sides. I mean, certainly we all like
absolutely.
To believe that we're right. I do.
You know, I go back to, I don't even know if he was elected yet. I think he was, but I don't think we'd had an inauguration yet with President Trump. Anyway, they were talking about the terrible things that Russia did and the terrible things that this nation did and that nation did. And he said, yeah. He said, well, do you think we're so innocent? And they just were livid that he said that. But, yeah.
But it is true. I mean, we certainly, you know, when we look at all the, you know, and again, it's of whether people want to learn history and go beyond just what they're told, you'll find. And, you know, maybe not all of it is correct. Maybe, you know, maybe there are some, you know, a lot of misinformation out there. But I believe that, well, you know, 50% of it is true. You know, it's still pretty significant. So if you look at who started the wars, who supported what and why, who, what, when, and where. You know, we are not in the past, you know, we do have a lot of issues as a nation. And it's not the nation. It isn't our Constitution. It isn't what it was meant to be. It's been, you know, from the pleasure of bankers and politicians for wealth.
It always ends up with the greed factor.
Mm-hmm.
Greed for wealth. Greed for power. It's always that. And, you know, it always
since
goes
the beginning
back to
of
that.
Time.
And, oh, yeah. Oh, it's just human nature, I do believe. And I have you heard me say this? I know my listeners have heard me say it so many times. We blame the presidents here and presidents there, and we've had good ones, bad ones, and bad leaders and good leaders. But Congress stays and stays and stays. They're the ones that make the laws. They're the ones that are allowing the breaking of the laws right now. And, you know, if the president tries to do anything about it, and I'm not saying he's innocent and everything, but when he tries to do something about it, they throw that dictatorship and this and that at him. And, of course, that is his role, is to make sure that the laws they've passed are followed. You know, so they pass all these laws against against immigration, and then they're upset when somebody tries to enforce those laws. I mean, that's just one example. There's tons of them. And the fact that we are in debt, that goes against our Constitution. So, you know, it just goes on and on and on, and, you know, I am patriot. Hear me roar. I'm angry about what's going on in this nation.
Absolutely.
And I'm very, very concerned for the future. You know, I have grandchildren, and I have to admit, I have three great-grandchildren. They're very little. And what are they facing today? You know, what's the future going to look like if we turn in 100%? We're already teetering there with the socialism, but if we go 100% socialism, and if they don't ever, which I know we can't do anything, we can't pay it off, if they don't ever fix this debt, the way that we run this nation financially. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I hear the music. We're headed into a break. We're going to open the phone lines up. 877-895-5410. The topic today is our country. It is our debt. It is gold and silver. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSE Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on Earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at DGScoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. DGScoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. They are sponsors of the day, of today's show, of every show. They sponsor the show. And we appreciate Melody so much in all that she does. And she has seen the finances of this nation, or the economics of this nation, from different angles. Because you were in the banking business years and years ago, weren't you?
Yes, I was with the savings and loans, and, you know, hey, you remove all the regulations, and they went belly up, and, you know, the same thing that's happened in the financial crisis. You know, they remove regulations for banks, and, you know, I'm not a fan of regulation, but, you know, there's some things that they shouldn't be doing, and there they go. You know, they saw their, you know, we saw it part of being part of the problem, not the whole problem, but part of the problem. So, but to answer your question, yes.
Well, you know, we don't, not everybody knows that. It's not, you haven't been selling gold and silver since you were 5 years old. You've done other things. And I, when I think about, you know, your past and what you've done, I, you know, I have a daughter-in-law that works in the banking industry. And I think about, She's like you. She's very, very smart. Very, very smart. And, but then I, when we were going on the air, and I figured you knew about this because you watch it so closely. But today is the Department of Treasury's birthday, and I guess they were born back in 1789. I know you weren't there at that time, but they've been causing trouble ever since, haven't they?
Boy, they have.
Yeah. Happy birthday to us, really.
Well, you know, I mean, I think most of your listeners know the history of the Federal Reserve and so forth and how they have taken it over. And, you know, I know Mnuchin was on the Hill yesterday and, you know, but the stock markets continue just to rise. And we're seeing a little bit of pressure on gold today. But, I mean, the long-term fundamentals. But the only thing that bothers me is I'm hearing a lot that everything is going to be happening come the election, that, you know, that this is – you know, this is some sort of a, you know, I mean, yes, it is a big event. I get that. But are we going to see the defaults on the dollar and, you know, and everybody is pushing towards this fall? And I really have to remind everybody, and I am the only one that will say this, you don't know the time frame. You know, I really do believe we're on the cusp because, and I do believe at the end of the year, we are going to be getting more reports about, you know, the true unemployment. I mean, they're already beginning to change the way they count unemployment claims, so they're not as bad. So they're already beginning to change things, so it makes the reports a little bit rosier. So my belief is, yeah, going into the end of the year, we're going to get more true accounting numbers as far as jobs lost, businesses closing, and so forth. We just don't really know. And I don't want everybody to be shocked that if we make it through to February without anything major happening, that this is all part of the plan. And you have to be prepared today because we do not know when things are going to happen. You know, just like you get fire insurance, you don't know if you're going to have a fire for your home,
well,
but you have it,
and we can
protect it.
And we can put it to even a more recent problem, which would be the COVID. You know, we didn't know in, I think it was March when they did the 15-day shutdown, that you were going to be locked in your houses. So were you prepared? Did you have enough food? Did you have enough milk? Did you have enough of this? Did you have enough of that to make it for 2 weeks? And then the 2 weeks ended up another 15 days. You know, you don't know from day to day what's going to happen, so you have to be prepared.
Yes, and do I think things are going to happen? I do, because I really don't. I don't know. But however, I can go back 4 years and remember when Trump was elected, everyone was expecting the markets to crash, and they did that night. The Dow was down 1,000 points, and they did bring it back. So it did have a knee-jerk reaction. We don't, so things can happen. And look what the markets did in March. So, I mean, we just don't know. And, but this nation financially isn't healthy, nor is the rest of the world. And that's what we have to remember when we hear all these reports and, oh boy, there's going to be creation of 10 million jobs and they're not new jobs, they're people just coming back to work. And that's a good thing. That it really is a good thing. But there's just a lot of issues that it takes us 8 days to go through them all.
Well, we probably could do that. We've got Neil from Missouri. He's going to talk about the national debt. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing all right. Just staying dry. It's a little rainy down here right now.
Well, we had that yesterday. It's dry right now here. It's cloudy, but... what's on your mind?
Well, handle the national debt the way the Bible says to do it. Every 7 years, all debts are forgiven. So, you know, you can calculate, you know, when the Sabbath year is. It's called a Sabbath year, actually. You know, you're supposed to let the land lie fallow, not reap or sow anything. And also all debts are forgiven. So if you loan something to somebody, you know, you've got 7 years collected. If you can't get it back then it's gone. I guess the basic principle is that if, you know, you didn't have it, you couldn't loan it to start with, and you didn't need it. If you loaned it out to somebody else, if you knew yourself, you wouldn't be loaning it out. So there are dated Sabbath years in the Bible. I haven't calculated one lately, but you can figure out which actually, an actual Sabbath year according to the Bible when it actually occurs. But if the national government could just declare a Sabbath year, just say, you know, you've got 7 years and you can't collect the debt by then, including the national debt, then you're just out. You know, the debt's over.
Hmm.
And you reset all debts every 7 years. So
we wouldn't even have to do that if we still had a gold-backed currency.
Well, that's true. And if people still had title to their real estate, you know, if they got the patents on their property, you can't get a loan on the property unless you give up the patent and let the person loaning you the money hold the patent. That's how they lost the patents to start with.
So we have really given up. And so my question, though, Neil, is, you know, I understand what you're saying and everything, but, I mean, do we give government a free ride every 7 years because we can't have politicians to abide by our Constitution and the corruption is running rampant? I mean, do they get you know, the bankers and the politicians get a free ride?
Well, it's not a matter of a free ride. They just don't get paid. In other words, every 7 years,
who does that fall back on, though? Really falls, wouldn't it fall back on the taxpayer?
Well, the taxpayer is off the hook then. That's what I'm saying. The national debt is owed by who? The government doesn't produce anything. It's the people. It's on our backs. It's not on their backs. The taxpayer will be forgiven his debts every 7 years.
True.
And that way, they won't be able to borrow. You know, no bank or anybody else is going to loan us anything if they know they can only, you know, they know they have to collect it within 7 years, or they can't collect it.
Right.
You know, they've been running this debt up on us ever since they passed the Federal Reserve Act in 1913.
Right. Right.
That's how they bankrupted the country to start with. We've been, you know, in bankruptcy ever since then.
Right.
Under international law.
I mean, I agree with you, but, you know, in those 7 years, though, they become wealthier and more powerful, even though, you know, the debts go belly up at the end and they can't collect. They still, in those 7 years, can separate the amount of wealth that they would create in those 7 years. You know, I mean, the currency, the way the money has to be fixed. I mean, that's what really needs to be fixed. And I agree with you. I mean, just today, I mean, here's the first time, you know, for the economy, for 12 months, the U.S. debt's on track to exceed the size of the economy. Ending September 30th, that number hadn't been hit since World War II. And a lot of people will say, well, gee, it hasn't been so bad since World War II. I think it's a little bit different. Today's world, I think today's world is a little bit different than what it was in World War II, too.
Well, sure, they've put everybody in debt. And like the Bible says, the borrower is servant to the lender. That's why you've got the UN
absolutely.
And the globalists dictating to us what we're going to do.
The majority of Americans, the majority of Americans is in debt as far as, you know, as that goes. We're in debt about as far as the United States is when you compare, you know, percentage-wise. We're headed into a break. I'm going to let you go, Neil. And when we come back, we have some others that are going to chime in. We have Tim from Iowa. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor of the show. DGScoins.com is her website. You can visit her there. You can sign up for her newsletter. And 1-800-375-4188 is her number to call to do business with her. If you want to talk to her right now, it's 877-895-6410, and we will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. But, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. And after, I would say about a month, I was able to walk. And I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again. It was just a case of me not having all the nourishments that a body's supposed to have in my body. I mean, it was really an incredible thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code RADIO5.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. Give her a call in the office. Wait till she's off the phone here. 1-800-375-4188. That's not true. She's got people answering her phone. 1-800-375-4188. We're going to go to Tim in Iowa. Tim, how are you doing today?
Hi, Beth. I'm Melody. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Tim. I'm doing great, Tim. Thank you.
I'll tell you what, Neil came up with an excellent idea there, and I'll tell you why. When you're selling anything, ability to pay factors into it. Now, yes, you're exactly right, Melody. We have to, it is giving the politicians a break, but the politicians won't be able to spend so easily if the vendors start cutting them off, because at the end of 7 years, their contract isn't going to be fulfilled. They're only going to get 50 cents or 60 cents on the dollar. The way we got it set up now, they can charge us whatever they want and own these politicians, and big deal, they'll just keep financing the deficit. I really think if you have that out there where you're putting a limited time on how much you're going to finance things, you'll find the vendors will start rolling their prices back if they want to do business with the government, and consequently, the politicians are going to have their hands tied. I think Neil's got a great, great idea here.
I mean, it's from the Bible. It is a great idea.
I was going to say it was God.
You know, I mean, the point is I'm not arguing or I'm not stating that it's not a great idea. I mean, I don't want to debate that.
Yeah.
But if we right now default on all the debt, that means everything that you and every other citizen in this country and around the world, if we go that far, we'll just focus here, will probably also be wiped out of all their assets too.
Yeah, I know, but then
so,
you're looking at it.
Personally, that's what's going to happen. They're going to be defaulting on the debt anyway because it's due rate to be paid.
And not only that, China is starting their own world bank.
Pardon?
Yeah, but China's starting their own world bank because they're not. That's an excellent example. China isn't buying our debt anymore because they don't consider it to be solvent. So they're starting their own world bank.
Yeah. I mean, they've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that's the only way you're
going to
get politicians in.
Well, I'm just, but the point is people need to prepare to be losing their assets.
Oh, yeah. Or they'll have a different value to them. You know, I never forget, you know.
Which will be zero or close to it.
I've been over to Reagan's birthplace, and they showed us where Reagan's mom hid the milk money. And they talked about how he lived uptown over the bank. And remember, Reagan always said, yeah, we lived up over the bank when I was a kid, but we were not on a first-name basis with the bankers.
He didn't get there until he got an office.
Yeah.
I mean, he had money. You got to have money for the banker to care to know your first name.
Yeah, exactly.
Tim, I'm going to let you go. I've got another caller holding.
Thank you.
We have Roger from New Mexico. Roger, how are you doing? Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, well, it's great listening to you guys, but I've got something for you. I was going to ask you about the 1937 uptick rule because it was removed in the summer of 2007, and it triggered the onset of the the financial crisis because Jim Cramer was on the TV saying they got to reinstate the uptick rule because the market's in free fall. Anyway, but that's not as important as what you guys are just talking about. I just bought a house for $95,000. Guess who owns my debt, my $88,000 mortgage? Fannie Mae owns it. There's your national debt.
Mm-hmm.
You know anything about that? I went through Home Loan Depot, or so I forget their names, and I got a document. I could send it to you. It says Fannie Mae just purchased your mortgage. They own the mortgage. Well, where the hell did they get their money? They just printed it up out of blue sky. I've got one thing that's more important.
Welcome to the world of creative finance. Banking.
Yeah. The art of pushing the pencil.
Important.
Go ahead. Real quick, Roger. Go ahead.
On YouTube, do these two words, capital KY for Kentucky and pastor. And you look for the guy in the orange shirt, you won't believe what he says. You won't. And he says, go out right now and buy gold and silver and get yourself some ammo, and you better have magazines because it's going to get worse.
All right. Okay, Roger. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
That's on YouTube.
All right. Thank you. You know, Melody, are you going to start carrying ammo with your gold and silver?
I mean, that's all part
I'm teasing
of being.
You.
I know, but that's all part of being protected. And he's right. I mean, hey, it's all great. We know we're going to default on the debt. That's a given. You know, I mean, how often we do it and so forth. You know, still, it's not going to happen every 7 years. I mean, bad things are going to come our way before anything gets any better, and then it'll be up to every individual to decide whether it's better or not. And I mean, we're going to be living in a different world, and I don't mean to be, you know, Debbie Downer here and so forth, but or whatever that silly phrase is. But it's a reality. It's a fact. It's truth. We have debt too great to be paid. The question is, when will they default on it?
And
you know, we've seen the dollar losing value here in the last couple of months. We've been in a recession since February. It takes two quarters prior to that to determine the government, to tell us that we're in a recession. This isn't new. This isn't just since March. You know, we've been putting trillions of dollars in the repo markets starting back in September of last year, a year ago. And, you know, the picture could be as rosy as we make it. But the fact and the underlying beneath all the pretty colors and everything is some severe problems that this country will address. And we can't grow ourselves out of the problem. So enjoy the happy times while you can. Because it will change.
And prepare for the next, You know, when Joseph interpreted the dream of the Pharaoh, it had 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of drought. So during those 7 years of plenty, they had to prepare for that 7 years of drought. And that saved their lives and their country. And, of course, it saved the nation of Israel. But we can apply that to our own lives. And things can change very quickly. We've seen that here in 2020, how fast things can change, a way of life. You know, you get a country that's shut down, and you've got to change how you're doing stuff at home, at work, everywhere. And it's changed. And it's going, some things are never going to get back to the way they were. They're just not, you know. You know, I had to kind of chuckle the other day when you talk about shopping. Remember when all we did, we couldn't, it was a luxury if you got to go shop at a store back when I was a kid. I mean, Mom and Dad did it on occasion, but they didn't,
like that
there
now,
wasn't Walmarts and Kmarts. No, but you couldn't wait for that Sears or Roebuck catalog to come. You know, and you ordered things in the mail, and they even had mail order stores that you just went and picked it up at if you didn't want it delivered at your house or it was too big. And now we've gone back, and of course it was already going that way anyway, but now it's people are not going to the stores. They're ordering through the mail, through Amazon and blah, blah, blah. And it's, you know, you can already see how it's changed. The schools, how their teaching is changing. I kind of had to chuckle at my daughter-in-law, who's a teacher, the other day, because she was talking about now they all have to sit in their desks and they're in rows and they're spread out certain length apart. And I'm going, that sounds familiar to me. That's how we were when I was a kid. So we're going back there. But it can change just like that. Just like that. So tomorrow morning we could wake up and it's different. I'm not trying to be a doom and gloomer either. I'm just trying to encourage you to prepare. We're headed into a break. We're going to close the phone lines because it'll be the final segment when we return. And you're listening to CSE Talk Radio with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, DGScoins.com. The number in our office is 1-800-375-4188. And we will be right back.
I lay my heart on these tracks.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
When I first started Balance of Nature, I was hesitant, but 2 months into the product, I began to see the difference. And I have to really admit, I was totally surprised. I went from swelling feet to no swelling feet. The 1st of May was the first time this year I jogged in 3 years. And not just jogged 3 laps, I did 17 laps. So I'm feeling alive and not sluggish and tired. I would really like to say, you have to try it so you can see the results for yourself. Yeah. Even my girlfriend downstairs, I said, you need to try it. She says, I'm thinking. I said, okay, well, while you're still tired and I'm still beating you up the block, it's okay. Because that's all I'm going to do. I mean, she's taller than me and I move faster than her now. That's because the energy I'm getting from Balance of Nature.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Flaunt your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. The number to call her in her office is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We have had some pretty good conversations today, Melody.
We certainly did, and I want to thank all the listeners, those who called in. Thank you. Give them a thank you. It was great.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. Our phones were broke yesterday, so we had a problem. But they're back on now, so we're doing good. But anyway, let's pick up. Let's talk about getting prepared.
Well, I mean, I your listeners who know that I'm on your program know where I'm headed with this. I mean, I do believe gold and silver is really the only one of the only ways to protect your purchasing power as we go through this. And again, do we know when it's going to be? Heck no. I learned a long time ago you can never, ever underestimate their power and how they're able to keep these systems going. But, you know, they have trillions of dollars of, I should say, trillions of digits available to them. So, you know, they can pretty much move funds quickly and, you know, continue to create the bubble that we're in. And we are in a bubble. We're in a treasury bubble. We're in a debt bubble. You name it, we're in a bubble. And really the only thing that is not in a bubble is gold and silver. And people focus on, and there's reports out there, there's analysts out there saying, oh, gold's going to go to 10,000, 15,000, silver's going to go to 1,000, and so forth. What people really don't get and what they're not preaching and what they're not teaching, I shouldn't say preaching, but teaching, is if gold stayed at these levels today and the market crashes and they default on the debt, you will be far wealthier than anyone you know. You'll still be able to go out and purchase things, pennies on the dollar, when other investments arise, you know, and they come up from the dust, if you care to do so. So we focus so much because that's what makes people buy. You know, telling people that, well, you know what, gold could stay the same price, and you know, if things crash around you and gold is still at 2,000, you're going to be far wealthier. People don't get excited about that. they do get excited about gold going to 3,000, 5,000, 10,000, or 100,000, as some have claimed. I get that, but you miss the importance and the true fundamentals, and that's what we've come to. People, we don't look at fundamentals anymore, because fundamentals, you know, we see it in the stock market, really don't mean anything. So it's just what we see. It doesn't mean anything anymore. We don't care to understand how something works. And it's the same way with gold. People don't care to understand how gold and silver work as a money. It's real. And it's always been a measure of wealth. Wealth has to be measured against something. The world will always have wealth, but it has to be measured against something, and it can't be debt. And this is the world we live in today. So we need the importance of owning gold and silver. You know, I know a lot of people just buy, you know, gold and silver. Well, I need to purchase things. Again, it's bigger than that. It's important, and you do what's suitable for you, and that's the key. To any time you do any type of investment, you have to do what's suitable for you. You can't get caught up in all the hoopla and so forth and all the promises, and especially if you're doing investing in paper. And prior to the call, somebody was interested in Barrick Mining just because Warren Buffett owned it. It's like, or Warren Buffett just bought some. It's like, really? You know, everybody knows Barrick Mines is, you know, the elite mining company. They helped suppress the price of gold, you know, back in, you know, 2000. And if Warren Buffett is buying Barrick Gold, I wouldn't want to own it. So again, it's, you buy the physical metal, you take physical delivery if you can, same way, gold, silver. People have asked me about platinum and palladium. Platinum is a great buy right now. Usually sells for more than gold. But I wouldn't buy platinum if I didn't have any gold or silver. So you always have to keep things in perspective.
Diversity.
And in balance. Same way with palladium. People say, well, wow, look at palladium. I'd be selling palladium if I had it. So what if it goes up another $500? Better to buy it. And if you bought it when it was $200, and you've made a heck of a profit. So take your profit and don't worry about where it could go. You know, because you can convert that into something else that is actually lower in price. You know, that hasn't done the run that pulled. So this is how you have to look at things. You have to be very logical when you're buying other metals and the fundamentals of each. But for most people, gold is your savings account. Silver is your checking account.
What is copper? I mean, I know what it is, but how...
Well,
but it's the copper is used in so much with the tech world these days, and so I just wondered what the value of copper was.
It's not money.
I know the
and that's
true.
You know, and everybody says, oh, you can buy copper, you know, coins, the rounds, copper rounds. You can buy copper rounds, but you don't get anywhere with it. I mean, all commodities in a hyperinflationary period will do well, but it's not money. If someone came to me and I had something that they wanted and they had a gold coin in one hand and copper in the other, what do you think I would choose?
Well,
I don't want copper.
What I would choose.
What can I use copper for?
But I was just curious at how it fluctuates, especially since it is copper itself, not the coins,
right,
are in such demand, you know, these days because of all the tech world. But,
it's an industrial metal. It's not money, even if they make these coin metal coins and so forth and so forth. It's an industrial metal.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't protect your purchasing power.
I mean, people will strip out houses and stuff for the copper wires, and so that I was just curious to see how it panned out in the long scheme of things. I know I don't want a bunch of copper pennies, but copper coins.
Well, no, I mean,
you can't
If you take, if you have copper pennies and you take them in to sell them, guess what you'd get for it?
Penny.
A penny.
A non-copper penny.
you have to take it to a refinery. Most people don't have one handy, you know, and so forth. So, I mean, it's, people chase bubbles, and they, you know, and they don't look at, it's just like, I know a lot of your listeners, I know a lot of my clients have the Iraqi dinar, And how's that really worked out for you?
Yeah.
It hasn't. I even had a customer who sent me a couple of them, so I'm waiting for it to go too. I'm not expecting it to. But
if
so,
it does,
you know,
we're in
we
good
just,
shape, but if not, you know, I didn't spend any money on it.
You know, we...
Because I have some were sent to me, too.
Did you have some, too?
Yeah. You know, that's a story for another day. I'll tell you off the air. But, you know, I appreciate what people do for me. And I don't want
to
downplay
that. I do, too. I love getting things, you know, their mementos and so forth. I do. I do appreciate that.
I hear the music. We're out of time, Melody. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For all that you do. Give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Don't forget, she has her own radio show, Financial Survival. It's on at 3 o'clock. You can go to dgscoins.com and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?